Thank you, Brother John. Appreciate that. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Proverbs, chapter 23. Again, it's so great seeing all of you here tonight. Let me ask you a question as we start off tonight. How many of you use a daily to-do list? Some of you do. Some of you might need to. I come to find out about daily prayer daily lists that the things that I put on the list, there's other things that come up to take the place of the things that I need to do. Do you find yourself in that place too? I do the same thing. Well, I looked up on Google, and of course Google knows everything. And they say that there are about 95 things that you need to do on your daily basis. Now, I don't agree with all those things, but I know that most of us, there's things that we need to do on an everyday basis, whether it's getting up in the morning, and that's always a good start. Amen? Whether it's going to work out, drinking 64 ounces of water, drink your coffee, eat breakfast, shower, make the bed, go to work, clean, cook, brush your teeth, floss, go to bed, and then get up the next day and do that list all over again. But as I wait, as I work with discipleship and a lot of addicts and those that need a lot of help with their addictions, I'm seeing sometimes that we often put the product before the person. We put the to-do list in front of just having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We put the to-dos before the to-be's in a lot of cases. To put Jesus as our ambition is to please Him, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 9. And also in Psalm 28, verse 27, verse number 8, the Bible says, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." That is something that all of us ought to do daily, is seek the face of the Lord. Amen? But in discipleship, we encourage people to give their heart to God. We encourage them to walk with the Lord. We encourage them to have an intimate, personal relationship with the Lord. And sometimes we don't show them or give them practical, biblical ways of doing that. Now, in Proverbs chapter 23, in verse number 26, the Bible says this, "My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways." Now, we all know from the context this is Solomon speaking to his sons, but I believe also in the context that we can also relate it to the Lord speaking to us. I really think we can believe, we can see that, where the Lord is saying, "Listen, child of God, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways." So how do we give our heart to God? Obviously, we could do a series of lessons or a series of sermons for months on how to give your heart to God, how to walk with God, how to have a personal relationship with God. But I believe that the Bible shows us some things that we ought to do on a daily basis. Now, let me just say this from the very beginning, that these are not original to me. They're in the Bible, but I had a very good friend point these out to me, Dr. George Crabb, who's a very good friend of mine that brought these things out to me, and I told him I wanted to formulate a message on them, and he said that I could. But these are there's some seven things that the Bible says that we ought to do on a daily basis, or can I even say these are God's to-do list? And I think it's very interesting that there are seven of them in the Bible. Of course, we know that the number seven is a number of completion. I believe that maybe the Lord is trying to tell us, listen, you're not going to have a complete day until you do all seven of these things during our day. Now, I want you to listen to me. I want to make a statement. I want you to write it down. And by the way, I'd love for you to take notes tonight. Maybe in the back fly leaf of your Bible, you can take some notes. And maybe these things can help to remind you of some things that you ought to do on a daily basis. But let me say this, and I want you to write this, if you can catch this down fast enough. If we are consumed with God and doing what God wants us to do, we're going to be less consumed with what the world does. Let me say it again. If we are consumed with God and doing what God wants us to do, we're going to be less consumed with what the world wants us to do. We're going to be less consumed about what's on TV. We're going to be less consumed about what's on the radio. We're going to be less consumed about what's going on social media. When we're consumed by God and doing what God wants us to do on a daily basis, I really believe that we're going to see some lasting results in our life. So let's do a little Bible survey tonight, and we're going to let our fingers run through the pages of God's Word, and we're going to look at God's daily to-do list from God's Word. Father, we love you tonight. Be with the message. I pray it'll be a help and encouragement to people tonight. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Number one, what is the number one thing I believe that, by the way, these are not in any particular order, so they're all good. They're all something we need to do on a daily basis. So let's get into it. Number one, I want you to turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And we're going to run through these very quickly tonight, okay? Because we've got about 22 minutes and I want to be through on time. So your children can pick you up from the service tonight, okay? Acts chapter 17, verse number 11, look what the Bible says. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures, and there's the word right there, daily, whether those things were so. I want to recommend that the first thing we ought to do every day on God's to-do list is that we need to, first of all, read our Bibles. We need to have daily Bible reading, or we need to search the Scriptures. Now, I believe there are four things when we start to reading that start with searching the Scriptures and reading our Bibles that we need to remember, okay? Reading is important. The Bible says that we need to, as 1 Timothy 4:13, to give attendance to reading. We need to read the Word of God. We need to read it to exhortation and to doctrine. We need to have a yearly Bible reading plan. I know every January we provide those things for you, whether it's reading through the Bible in a year or 6 months or whatever you decide to do or whatever you would like to do. But there are always other ways out there. This year I've been trying to read the Bible chronologically, something I've never done before that I've really enjoyed. We ought to read a proverb a day. There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. We ought to read one chapter a day to help us in our walk with the Lord, to help us to be wise, okay? We need to read a psalm a day. The whole book of Psalms is all about praising the Lord, and we'll look at that here in just a few minutes, but we ought to praise the Lord every day. But we want to praise in our Bible reading. We ought to read the gospel. So reading the Word of God is very important. But not only reading the Word of God, we also need to study the Word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word workmanship there comes from the same word that we get the word poem from. The idea here is that salvation is but the beginning line of this beautiful poem of faith in God. It really is the first scene of the first act. And we know the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to read it. We need to study it. But we also need to memorize it. We need to memorize it. As much as possible, we need to think about memorizing the Bible, because Psalm 119 tells us, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. How do we hide God's word in our heart? Well, we got to memorize it. Now listen, memorizing Scripture is not just for the Master Club kids or for the teenagers. It's just as important for we as adults, even to set the standard, to set the example to our children and to our teenagers that, hey, I'm also reading Scripture. Memorizing Scripture. One thing that I typically do is if I'm trying to memorize a verse, I'll write it on a 3x5 card so I can put it here in my pocket and I can carry it with me through the day. And as I'm trying to memorize, I'm also at the same time meditating on the Scripture as well. And that's the fourth thing that we need to do. We need to not only just read it, to study, to memorize it, but we also need to meditate on it. What does Joshua 1:8 say? Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to that, that is all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, reading is important. Studying is important. Memorizing is important. When was the last time, adults, you memorized a verse? When was the last time did you meditate on a verse today? And this is something that we need to do every day. The Bible tells us that we need to read and read the Word of God every day to search the Scriptures to make sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. Listen, Martin Luther said this, we need to hear the gospel every day because we forget it every day. That's a good thought. So we need to have daily Bible reading. All right, number two, we need to have daily prayer. Turn with me over to the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 68, I'm sorry, verse 86. I got those mixed up. Psalm 86, and look in verse number 3. Psalm 86, verse number 3 says this, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. For I cry unto thee daily. Now, what do you think that means? That means that we need to pray. We need to spend time in prayer every day. Now, let me say this. Let me just say this. A lot of this is repetition. Some of this stuff you already know that you're supposed to do. But we need to be reminded all the time. Why? Because we forget. We get in our busy lives and we totally forget what's going on. And we take our eyes off Christ. We take our eyes off the goal. And we totally get so enamored with what's going on in the world that we totally forget God and to do what He tells us to do. And these are good reminders of things that we need to do on a daily basis. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I cry unto Thee daily. Not only do we need to be in our Bible every day, but we need to spend time in the Bible and praying every day. And there's a lot to pray for. Do you keep a prayer list? I mean, I've got one that's pages long. And it's good to be reminded. But what do we have to pray? We pray for our family. You know what the Bible tells us? That Job rose up every morning and offered sacrifices and prayed for his family. Do you get up every morning and you pray for your children, or pray for your wife or your husband every morning before you get with the business of the day? We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our country. Oh, Lord, do we need to pray for our country? It's in a mess. We should pray for our leaders. And many of them are lost and on their way to hell. We need to pray for their salvation. We need to pray that they come to know Christ as their Savior. And for those leaders that are saved, and there are many who are saved, we need to pray that God give them strength and God would help them to make the decisions that are going to be the best for our country and the best for the Christian principles that we stand up for. We need to pray for our country and for our leaders. We need to pray for your church and your church family. For those who are sick that we spent some time praying for tonight. Those that are having difficulties. Those who are going through trials, and we need to pray for them daily. I believe that you ought to be praying for your pastor. Every day, you need to beg to God on his behalf, not only for physical protection, but also for spiritual protection as well, to give him wisdom to make the right choices for our church every day. I have many a pastor friend that have asked me to pray for them, and I do my best to try to pray for them every day. Because let me tell you why, guys. The devil would like nothing more than to get some pastors. Why? Because pastors affect people. And the devil would love to somehow influence them in an ungodly way. So we need to pray for our pastors. We need to pray for our pastors. On a daily, we need to cry out. We need to pray for our church, for our family. Hey, we need to thank God for the things He's given you and spend some time in prayer just thanking God. Hey, it doesn't make any difference. The Bible doesn't say that you need to pray for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 or 45 minutes or an hour. I know we sing the song Sweet Hour of Prayer, but when was the last time you spent an hour in prayer? When was the last time I spent an hour in prayer? We do need to spend a whole lot more time in prayer. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Samuel said, Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. We need to pray. We need to pray so much. I saw this quote this week that a friend of mine sent to me, and it really got me thinking. He said this: prayer should not be on a default setting of petition. What does that mean? Of always asking. When was the last time you prayed in praise without including a petition? When was the last time you just prayed to praise the Lord and not ask for anything? We need to spend time in prayer. Number three. Not only time do we need to spend daily prayer reading, daily Bible reading, a daily prayer. But number three, what we need to do, we need to have daily praise. Look over in Psalm 119, just a few pages over. Psalm 119, verse 164. Psalm 119, verse 164. Look at this. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day. There's that number seven again. What does that mean? That your day is not complete until you spend some time praising the Lord. We should be praising God every day. Amen? We need to be praising Him. I think we're groaning a lot of time during the day, but we're not praising Him. All right? It says seven times a day. It stands for completeness, or all throughout my day. I'm going to need to praise the Lord. Look for the things in your day to praise God for all the wonderful blessings that He gives us. The known and the unknown. The known and the unknown. Praise God that you're here this evening. I mean, I'm sure there are people who would like to be here tonight because of physical limitations, they're not able to be here. We have something to be thankful for. We have something to praise God for. You know, it's pretty common practice to praise God for answering prayer, but how often do we think to be thankful for the things that God has done that we didn't ask for? Think about that. For what He's done in our lives throughout the day, we need to look for reasons to praise God. Look for reasons to praise, because it takes effort to make this a part of our life. Not just reading the Word of God, not just praying every day, but we need to make a conscious effort to praise the Lord every day and do it many times a day. I believe that'll help us in our Christian life. Number four. We need to, and the next one is found in Hebrews chapter 3. Let's go over there. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 13. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 13. Notice what it says. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily. There it is. While it is called today, lest you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Did you notice how important exhortation is here? Exhortation, it says here, is the cure for the deceitfulness of sin. That's what it's saying here. You know, we need to have a daily basis of exhorting one another daily. We need people to encourage us every day. Now, let me ask you, are you always one to be an encourager, or are you always needing encouragement? Now, I believe we need a little bit of both of that. Don't you agree? I mean, we need to be the encourager, probably more than we ought to be the encouragee. But we all need encouragement. Do you need encouragement? Is there anybody here tonight? Okay, I just want to make sure you're still here, okay? I didn't want to make sure I wasn't preaching to myself up here, okay? We all need encouragement, don't we? Who needs encouragement? Well, your family members need encouragement. Hey, fathers, you need to encourage your children. Guys, you need to encourage your wife to be in the Bible every day and spend time in praying. Wives, you need to encourage your husband. Parents, you need to encourage your children to do the things of God, to live for God, and to live the principles of God's Word. Hey, as a church family, we need to be encouraging each other. We need to be encouraging each other. And to stay true to the Word of God, to stay true to the principles and teaching of God's Word. Hey, listen, guys, don't compromise. Don't compromise. Our pastor needs encouragement. This is Pastor Appreciation Month, as probably most of you know. We need to take time, just not just once a year, to spend a month telling him and encouraging. We need to do it as a habit all the time. Do you realize it takes... Now this, I don't know, Dr. Weaver, I know this is me personally. For me to develop a sermon, it takes me about 20 hours. About 20 hours. Do you, and I don't know how much time Pastor takes time to, but I'm telling you, the message he preached last Sunday night was top shelf. I mean, it was fantastic. And I appreciate Pastor for spending the time in the Word to give us what we need to live a true and godly life. But listen, I'm not saying you have to write a thesis to Pastor, but a little card would help, just to let him know how much you love him and how much you appreciate him and how much you're thankful for him. We all could do that, amen? Just to tell him, hey, I love you. I'm praying for you. Hey, keep up the fight. Listen, to be an encouragement to people, we need to exhort people to stay true to the Word of God. Hey, to stay in church. Sometimes you'll notice on Sunday morning, I'll be looking around and you're thinking, brother, who's Brother Earl looking for? I'm looking to see who's here. But even more, I'm looking to see who's not here. And maybe send them a note and say, hey, I missed you. Now, I miss a lot of people. Please understand. But we ought to notice if someone's missing, say, hey, I'm going to send them a card. I'm going to call them and find out what's going on. Now listen, we need to do exhortation on a daily basis. Amen? Number five. Not only do we need to do daily Bible reading, daily prayer, daily praise, daily exhort, but we need to daily take up our cross. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, what there's been a lot of question here. What is the cross? I'm going to use this in this context. Is what is your ministry? What is your ministry? What is your work in the local here at Worth Baptist Church that God has that you have the honor to serve God and be a part of? What we need to take our ministry seriously. Whatever God has placed in our lives, we need to take that ministry. We need to take and work that ministry. And we need to take what God's given us and do it on a daily basis and let God get the results from it. And not slack on it. And there's a lot of things. God has called us all to be soul winners. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise, is what the book of Proverbs tells us. We're to be discipleship makers. We're to be disciple makers. We are to carry gospel tracts with us and be a witness to everybody we come in contact with. That is something as part of the ministry. That's part of taking up our cross and following him. We need to do that on a daily basis. Not just on Sunday, not just on Sunday night, not just on Wednesday night. We need to do it on an everyday basis. Amen? Number six. This may be the toughest one. Not only daily Bible reading, a daily prayer, daily praise, daily exhort, daily take up your cross, but we need to daily die to ourselves. Daily die to ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31 says this, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Jesus Christ our Lord. And Paul says this, I die daily. I preached a message back several months ago about dying daily. You can go back and listen to that later on. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time to that. But listen, we're called to die to ourselves every day. In fact, that's something that I need to do very first thing in the morning. Because by 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm already tempted to not die to self. You know? Right? It's something we got to do. Hey, listen, I want Christ to be alive in me, and I want Earl Sides to be dead. You've heard pastors say it before. In our heart, there's a throne and a cross. And either you're on the throne and Jesus is on the cross, or Jesus is on the throne of your heart and you're on the cross. The Bible says that we are to die daily. Galatians 2:20 is a verse there. So we need to die to ourselves. And then lastly, number 7, we need to daily perform our vows. Listen to what Psalm 61, verse number 8 says. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Daily perform my vows. My vows. What is this saying? It really is saying that we need to keep our word. We need to keep our word. The truthful is, as the Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. We know that the father lies, the devil doesn't want you to be a man or woman of your word. God wants us to be a man or a woman of our word. As we as children of God want to be truthful. We want to be honest. And if you've made a promise to God, you need to keep that vow to God. The Bible says about vows in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. You know, many of you grew up in a time that you could go into the bank and say, hey, I need a $5,000 loan, and shake the man's hand, and you wouldn't have to sign anything. It's not like that anymore. You've got to sign your life away. Whether it's borrowing money or buying a car or buying a house or whatever, you got to sign your life away. I remember hearing a statement from a bank president years ago that said that Christians are the highest risk of bank failure loans of any person, of any people. Now, this was several years ago, and I pray that's changed since then. But we ought to be men and women of our word. And parents, listen, let me just say this. If you promise your kids something, do the best that you can do to keep your word to them. It's very important that you do that. Hey, husbands, keep your vows to your wife to love, honor, and cherish her. Wives, keep your vow to your husbands. It's so very important that you do that. Listen, we're being known as people that keep their word, and I want to be a man of my word. And it's very important that we do this on a daily basis. Now, I think we can draw a conclusion that if we're doing these things regularly on a daily basis, I pray that you'll write these things down. I think this is something that we need to make a conscious effort every day of our lives to be thinking about these things. Why? Because if we're thinking about these, we're thinking about the Lord, and we're not thinking about all the things that the world's that's going on in the world. And we're not thinking about ungodly pursuits. We need to be daily in our Bible. We need to be praying daily. We need to be praising daily. We need to be encouraging daily. We need to be taking up our cross and ministering daily. We need to be dying to ourselves daily. We need to be performing our vows every day. And if you're doing these things on a daily basis, it's going to facilitate a walk with the Lord that will be sweet, intimate, and personal. So, if you haven't started keeping a to-do list of the things that God wants you to do on a daily basis, I'll pray that you'll begin tonight. Let's bow our head. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask you tonight, if you were to make a to-do list right now, would God even be part of the to-do list? I think sometimes we get so enamored with the things of the world, things I've got to get done, I, that we totally forget about God. We need to remember that He is the author and finisher of our faith. that we need to keep our eyes on Him so we don't get distracted with all that's going on in the world. Father, we are so thankful for Your Word. I pray that these seven principles would be something that we would incorporate in our life. I know it'll make a difference in our church, make a difference in our family. It'll make a difference in our lives individually as we strive to live and walk in Your ways. Be with the invitation. Speak to hearts. Pray that all of us would take an inventory of our lives and see maybe where I'm not being what I need to be. Maybe I'm not doing one of these seven things. Your Word has been very clear tonight that these seven things, is something that we need to do every day to have a complete, Christ-honoring, God-honoring life. Do Your work in the invitation. We'll give You honor and praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. God spoke to your heart tonight about anything. Maybe there's something you haven't done. Maybe tonight you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you have really no clue about what we're talking about these seven things that God wants us to do. We encourage you to just come down. Let's show you from God's Word how you can know for sure that you know Jesus is your Savior. That's the most important decision. That would be the number one thing on God's to-do list tonight, to come and accept Christ as your Savior. As Corey sings, you come as God leads.